This is 90.1 KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. We're now deep into the summer season as several years of drought continue to create challenges for local water districts. KCBX News is regularly checking in with some of the people who manage these resources. The Napomo Community Services District Board recently passed a Stage 4 drought conditions declaration. General Manager Mario Iglesias joins us now to discuss what this means for the customers of the district as well as plans for moving forward. Mario, let's talk about what a Stage 4 is exactly. What does it mean to declare that?
As you alluded to, there are multiple stages. There's a total of five stages, and each one of the stages is directed and targeted to meet the conditions of the groundwater basin.
And is it one being least severe, five being the worst?
Correct. Right now, stage four means that you're going to look at stage one, two, and three, of course, and then you're going to look to see, well, we have a conservation objective. Again, all these conservation objectives are targeted to save the water basin. That's the health of the basin below that we draw from. So stage four really says, you can take measures if you aren't reading your conservation objective. The conservation objective under stage four for the Napomo Mesa Management Area, and therefore the district, is to reduce our groundwater pumping by 50%.
50.
50.
Up until this point, what sort of conservation levels has the district been meeting?
And we have to be clear here because groundwater and conservation, those are two different numbers here for the district. Why? Because the district has a supplemental water project they completed in 2015, July. Now we have this ability to bring in import water to sustain the community, but also to make up for and help us achieve that 50% goal. Prior to that pipeline, the district has saved conservation anywhere from 28 to 39% month by month. So you add in that added water that we brought in, 650 acre feet, and all of a sudden we're at 46% groundwater pumping reduction.
And that water comes from Santa Maria?
That's correct. We do import that water from the Santa Maria, and we're all part of one basin.
So now under this stage four goal, you want to push that up to 50%. What means will you use to get there?
Yes, we're really excited about this portion because last year was our first year for the supplemental water project. We brought in about 652 acre feet of water. Our commitment now for the July 2016 through June 2017 period, we'll be bringing in a minimum of 800 acre feet. So we've done the calculations, and if we were able to take the last year's consumption and behaviors that our community exercised and lay them over on that next period, add that extra import water up to 800, we're only short about 14 acre feet. So with a little bit of effort from the community and possibly turning up the knob on our import water just slightly, we'll meet that number with little problem.
How much are you allowed to turn up that knob? I imagine the residents of Santa Maria and the district might have some concern when it comes to that.
Of course. I mean, whenever we talk about water, we're always talking about something that concerns us all, especially in 5 years of drought. The district has got a contract with the city of Santa Maria, and we're all sharing this basin.
Do you have a worst-case scenario in place?
The state just came out with that self-certification process, and what they asked each water provider to do is take the last 3 years of drought and lay them into the future 3 years out, and then tell us what your conservation level should be if you want to self-certify. So we've taken that view, and where we find ourselves is that we have adequate water to meet those 3 years.
Napomo Community Services District General Manager Mario Iglesias, thank you so much for joining us here on KCBX.